from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Parkinson Spiegel. Yeah. Sounds like the law firm you call when you get a parking ticket.
Afternoons on the Score.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with,
help him for Christ's sake.
Ooh. There is some season 6 Corrado Soprano similarities going on there. Yeah, rough night for the Republic last night. But again, that should not distract from a good old-fashioned argument of two old men lying about their handicaps.
And I would suggest stick to golf, guys. You know, we say stick to sports.
Yeah.
Stay out of the politics. None of us wants to talk politics. Stick to sports. And that's what we are doing right now.
Biggest lie you ever told was that you were a 6 handicap. Oh, well, you should carry your own bag. I won 2 club championships. Shut the hell up.
Biden challenging him to a driving contest. A driving contest.
It's so absurd. It's literally like with me and my boys will go on a golf trip, and then you played 18 holes, 27 holes of golf, and then you have 10 beers at the end of the day, and you're like, let's go out there barefoot right now and see who hit this ball farther. I guarantee you after 10 beers, I can hit this ball farther than you.
Trump was talking about how far he could drive. I drive the ball very far. I don't know what the relativity rate is. Like, I don't know who you got coming through the course on the daily. But that was a great moment because it was almost surreal, I think, that taking that moment in, because you're like understanding the gravity of the situation, no matter which side of the political ledger you are on, to all of a sudden have the moment of these two guys just having a good old fashioned golf argument. It was surreal and almost slow motion the way I was taking it in.
Yeah, I was like, oh, they shouldn't be doing this. And then as soon as they got back to talking about other things, I was like, oh, go back to the golf.
Yeah, go back to that. Let's get maybe either of you guys hoop. You guys hoop? What do you guys, you down with them? Make a free throw shooting contest? Something like that?
That'd be amazing. Yeah. Who can ski to the bottom of this mountain faster? How about we just give you both a push?
Yeah.
All right, dumbest argument you ever got into. Sean and Schaumburg, you're on with Grody and Parkins on the Score. What's up?
Hey, guys. So I had, in my freshman year of high school, my world history teacher argue with me whether or not the country of India was part of the Asian continent. She said that it was not. I disagreed. Eventually, after about 10 minutes of arguing, she said, hey, if you don't stop arguing, I'm going to fail you. So I stopped. The following year, I was dating a freshman who had her as a teacher. So I said, hey, why don't you bring this up to her? And she did. And beyond my belief, she relented that I was, in fact, correct. Because what other continent would that country be a part of?
This was a teacher.
Yeah, that's the really concerning part here.
What subject?
This was world history.
Oh, she probably know.
Right? She was not hired to be a world history teacher. She was hired to be a creative writing teacher.
All right.
Okay. Got to
fill in there. Wait, this was in the era of the internet? Was the internet invented when this was happening?
About 10 years ago.
10 years ago. So yes. The internet was alive and well. Definitely could have just said,
sure,
what continent is India in?
Hey, Sean, what high school, Conan or Schaumburg?
I live in Schaumburg now, but I didn't go to high school in Schaumburg.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Out farther west, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's remarkable and terrifying.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sean.
Indeed. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's like a grobber taught class.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. It's not there. Japan.
It's just mortifying, dude. And when you're married, every argument is so dumb in hindsight because you're like, what are we doing? It's got to be you and me against the problem. It can't be you and I that are the problem.
It's ugly.
It's like marriage counseling 101. Yeah. But like my wife and I will now say to each other, like, Hey, relax. No, you relax. Oh,
the old relax line. You don't use that word,
relax,
man.
You don't use it. Because one time, like, the fight was so, it escalated to this level. Like, I'm like yelling at her, relax. Yeah. And she goes, you relax. And we're screaming, relax
That's
at each other.
Awesome.
And now it's like our like code word that we're fighting about something stupid.
Can't say relax. And the one that pisses me off is calm down or stop being so sensitive. Screw you. Yeah. Don't bring that out of the holster.
No.
You're being too sensitive.
It's mortifying.
Yeah.
It's mortifying. Neither one of us likes to cover the outdoor furniture if it's gonna rain,
right. It's a tough task.
Yeah, it is easier to do with two people, but neither one of us like to do it. It's at night, have had wine, you got to go out there, the rain's coming.
Right, just want to go to bed.
So then now it's like a staring contest between the two of us, and so it ends up just being like, all right, we're gonna do it together. So we're both suffering.
I have to imagine that with you and your wife and couples everywhere, always for all time, the diaper changing thing must be a duel at times, right? When or is there a system that just goes into play every other time?
There's a little bit of a rotation that goes into it. It's funny about diapers. It's gross, but there's something endearing about, like, this kid can't do it. They need you for it. My 4-year-old, who, you know, goes on the potty or whatever, and then he'll be like, Dad, wipe my butt.
Oh, man.
I'm like,
you find that endearing?
No, that's less endearing, is what I'm saying. Okay. It's like, wait a minute. You can turn on a TV. You can do a lot of things.
Right.
You can open doors. You can take dogs on walks.
Yeah.
You can do lots of things. I'm like, you should be able to figure this part out.
That's power, too, man. Get somebody to wipe your butt. That is like 4-year-old power should not be underestimated.
That's what I'm saying. So that's actually a little bit more of an annoyance.
Yeah.
Dealing with him.
Come clean my behind before I turn 5 and I have to follow the rules like everybody else.
It's so ridiculous.
The power of a 4-year-old. That's amazing.
Shane, I'd imagine you've been in some dumb arguments in your day.
Yeah, pretty recently. So I'm one of those people who kind of prefers a modern day cover of any old song over the original. If that makes sense. Like, I know that's going to piss
Tracy
a lot
Chapman.
Of people off.
Yeah.
But no, Tracy Chapman's Fast Car is better than Luke Combs' Fast Car.
Okay.
But the one that I have that pisses my girlfriend off the most, so I try to lean into it as much as possible. John Mayer's cover of Free Fallin' is 25,000 times better than Tom Petty.
Really?
25,000 times better. Any modern day artist covering an old song, you just have more resources at your fingertips. It's better. Modern day covers of old songs are better.
You know what? In some cases, you're right about that.
Specifically, John Mayer covering Free Fallin'.
And is she like an old soul? She like wants to give credit to the originals?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
she hates it.
Obviously, I don't know anything about music or covers, but like in movies, I feel like I kind of grade it on a curve for like the era that it was in. So like the original Top Gun, the special effects are not as good as the new Top Gun.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But for its time, it was a pretty incredible accomplishment of a movie. Is that a thing for music? It's like, wow, with Tom Petty, when he did that in this era, he doesn't have the thing that John Mayer has today, but...
Not in this specific instance, because John Mayer's cover is live just with an acoustic guitar. That's it. He's just better at the song than Tom Petty is. And I understand how hot of a take that is, but I get in some really bad arguments with that one.
And how does the argument manifest itself?
I usually bring it up.
Good.
Like, I'll play the song on Spotify or something like that. Damn, this sounds good, doesn't it?
That's good.
Summertime, Sublime, or Lana Del Rey?
Lana.
I figured you would go with that. Yeah. It's a really good cover. I still go Sublime, but by a nose. That's one that I've argued over.
Yeah, good ones on Twitch here. What about the song Hurt by Nine Inch Nails? Do you like that one or like the newer one?
Is that the one that the Johnny Midday Cash. Show plays by Johnny Cash? When the Midday
I
Show plays,
hurt
it, right?
Myself
it's a Midday Show
today to see if I still feel.
It kind of sounds like, I don't know if like the Midday Show is
I focus. On the pain.
Kind of sounds like Tony
Is that what he said?
The only thing that's real.
I'm guessing you know the rules better.
God, stop taking the Midday Show's bit.
Oh, that was their thing originally?
Yeah, they started
thing.
That.
Okay. It might have been a Tanny thing.
Oh, it was a Tanny thing?
No, it was a Midday Show started.
I actually, it's an incredible song and an incredible cover, but I do like the Nine Inch Nails original version better. I feel that more. I just feel that, you know? I don't want to hurt myself, but I feel that.
You feel the pain.
I feel the pain or something. I mean, that song makes you depressed. Like, you hear Johnny Cash singing that song. How could you not go to the lowest depths of your brain at that moment? I mean, that's not a happy song.
No,
I mean, we're not talking about
Caleb
Williams, you know? We're not prognosticating 13 wins when we hear that song.
Did you hear what Jeffrey Simmons said?
I did. I played some of that in my counter-programming show last night.
Did you?
I thought that it was amazing.
It was great.
I like the idea that it was just clean enough and not personal enough, and the tone with which they spoke, even with bringing up the fingernail stuff, they took something that's been sort of this hot, terrible topic with people, say, you know, taking sides on, like, and actually made it funny, like made it interesting, and it was safe. It was good.
Yeah. And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And I like it. It's a little appetizer for what's to come.
Oh, absolutely.
Like there's going to be outlandish things. There's going to be crazy attention. There's going to be people that step over the line. There's all that stuff. But it's like, okay, good. This is a nice little dip your toe into the water moment of, we've got a celebrity quarterback that people are going to be gunning for, that people are going to have opinions on, and he doesn't seem bothered by it. We should kind of start priming Bears fans to not be bothered by it also.
Well, and I think we've already seen some of it from the Bears defense themselves.
Really?
Like, they're not admitting that they're a little bit more amped up because it's Caleb, but they're a little bit more amped up because it's Caleb, of course. And not in a bad way, in the way of, okay, this guy's great, huh? We're going to have to step up our game a little bit in these meaningless OTAs and mini camps and all that. So I think we've already started to see it. And then, yeah, that's going to only be bigger with other teams because Caleb is one of those few, like, it guys through the year that the word generational was attached to.
News.
In a game.
I can't wait to say that to him.
For Caleb Williams.
It's perfect, man.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yep. Yep. And yeah, that's the way to do it. Not like, oh, this guy's crying to his mom and making it personal like that. Just have fun with what is actually happening.
But that's going to be there too. And I'm not
sure. It will be. You're right.
And
you're right.
That's what Jeffrey Simmons said in June on the Rich Eisen show.
Yes.
With the cameras rolling and the microphones on. Like, I'm guessing it might be turned up a notch or two on the field of play.
Well, just like everything else in our Caleb Williams world, as long as this guy is good, then we won't have any issues with it whatsoever, nor will he, because he'll always have the upper hand.
Yeah.
As long as he is either good or winning, and one would suspect that if he's good, the Bears will be winning.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty safe assumption. You know, training camp starts when?
July 19th.
July 19th.
Yeah.
So right, start first team to start because of the Hall of Fame game.
Yep, you got the extra game.
So it's early reporting, the whole thing, but yeah. also the Hard Knocks cameras.
Yes.
People are talking about who the star of Hard Knocks is going to be, all that stuff. Okay, fine. Are you ready to be in Hard Knocks? Like, what media members do you think? Do you think Potash is going to be the star?
I would have to say, like, the reason that I would put Potash in there is just because the back and forths that he has are, at least to us, entertaining. I don't know. Like, you never know what a national producer is going to find interesting. That's part of the interest for me, is to see what they think is interesting. We could project that they're going to love Potash because he loves some back and forth, maybe Biggs or somebody like that. I mean, there's lots of great candidates right there. So I think it's the
Carm.
People that, oh yeah, absolutely.
Like,
no, you're right.
Like, I
Carm would be a candidate.
Yeah. Oh,
the shark. Yeah. You never know.
Sharky.
Yeah, the shark.
And it's a good
nomination.
It'd be
trouble,
nomination.
Man. There is blood in the water, bro.
Hard Knocks cameras.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, yeah. It could be. But
this is the game within the game.
It is.
Bears Media Beat has some characters on there, but I'd like it.
Who wants it? That's the question. Like, who in there is like, I'm going to try to find that camera. I'm going to be part of this.
Well, because, you know, are they going to be, sometimes they'll mine local radio.
That's true.
For content. So is the Score going to get in there? Yeah, or are they going to go to their flagship station?
Interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But obviously I want it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not going to pretend.
Oh, you would like the camera on you, would you, Danny?
I would.
You like that, do you?
But yeah. But what I'm saying for you is a little career suggestion. Might be time to go back to Grody Flutes.
Oh, wow. So
you buy yourself like two designer sweatshirts, uh-huh. like designer hoodies.
Yeah.
You grow out the stubble.
Gotta grow out the stubble and then style it.
You go hair back and you just...
Gotta get the fade. I think that's what he's rocking right now.
Grody Flutes. And you get in there.
But it is my theory that he pivoted to that look because he had been hearing about me doing the hair slick back, and I think his family said, "You don't look like that guy." So they were, I think they were appalled.
Interesting.
When they saw me with the, I think you were the one that made
it. I brought it to his attention.
You posted it. Well, you did that, and you, I think you were the first person to tweet it out.
Yeah, I did do that too.
Yeah, and it is my theory that they saw that and they're like, get out of here, because they didn't like the look on me. And they're like, we're changing your look. So if I tried to catch up with Flus, it would be his move then. Would he then shave, maybe tighten it up even further? I don't know.
But everybody's saying he looks good. So if you then try to do the same look, people would also say that you look good.
Well, no, I could handle that. Absolutely. I just wonder if they would pivot off of it. His family, because they don't like me trying to look like him. That just to spite me. That's my theory.
That's all right. It's not a terrible theory, but I think that he's getting so much love for this new look Flus.
Yeah, he is.
That then all of a sudden people start copying him.
Yeah.
Now he's some sort of fashionista, a trendsetter.
Hey, man, think about all the mustaches in the Wani era and the Ditka
era. That's what I'm saying.
And, you know, Ditka did some style. Like, he was slicking his hair back and wearing three-piece suits on the sidelines for a little while. So, yeah, this whole makeover that Flus is having right now, not just physically, but it seems like, and I don't want to overstate it, but even at the podium, he's a slightly different person, a little bit more aware, but none of this stuff means anything that's going on.
None of it means anything, yeah. And I think that part is being a little overstated
really?
By people.
Do tell. Go on.
I think that people are projecting. Like, Bernstein's been grading press conferences on the Score for, you know, 30 years.
He probably invented the concept of who won the press conference.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's saying Flus is working on it. Flus sounds smarter and all that. You don't think that there's a direct correlation with we feel better about the Bears? And so we feel better about what he's saying?
It's a little bit easier to say nice things when you know your team is better. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there's optimism around the Bears.
Yeah.
And they're not losing games.
Yeah, and it is Flus's third year doing this. So you have to allow that organically he should be getting better as well. So, but, I mean, I'm seeing it a little bit. I mean, it is different for whatever the reason is. Maybe it's not as planned and premeditated the way Bernstein is making it sound, like he's getting all this coaching and all this help. But there is a difference in the Flus this year, for whatever that's worth.
This is a pretty good one. Back to our original topic.
Yes.
Texter said it for dumbest argument. Group of friends got into a drunk high debate argument on whose life you would rather live. Neil Armstrong or Matt LeBlanc? That's pretty funny.
Now, if
Neil Armstrong, like the Bears running back?
Right.
No, I believe Neil Armstrong.
That's a Bears head coach, by the way, Shane. Neil Armstrong. Never, a lot of people think that he was the first man on the moon. It's not true.
Neil Anderson is who
Neil Anderson is the running back.
Yeah, yes. There it is. That's right. There it is. One of the greats, 35.
Sorry, Neil Armstrong or Joey from Friends?
Who would you rather be? Definitely Joey from Friends. I'll take all the money, man.
Yeah, it's not close. He was doing TV up until like a couple of years ago. That guy's loaded.
Making $10 million an episode or whatever it was.
And the other guy's a liar.
Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
But he did work with Kubrick, so that's pretty cool.
You know? Yeah, that is cool. That is
set that whole scene up.
Yeah. Unbelievable cinematography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think yet. Parko, would you go with Neil? It sounds like
rich, famous actor who could probably, you know, date anyone that he wanted to after his career.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, nine figures. Or the first person to walk on the moon who will be talked about for forever.
Okay, put an asterisk there. The guy came back and he didn't have any cheese with him. We're just going to believe that?
I know.
And do you get a bonus for going to the moon?
I mean, I feel like Neil Armstrong probably has done fairly well for himself with like book deals
speaking circuit, probably pretty strong.
Yeah,
I don't think.
I think I would monetize being Neil Armstrong more than he has.
Like, you don't have to put the press release out on that one. Like, if you want to hear about his experience walking on the moon, he'd be the first man on the moon. Yeah. No, he probably took those calls. Yeah.
Grody, Neil Armstrong, or Neil from North Lake? Who would you rather be?
Wow.
One guy's on the moon, allegedly. Well, the other guy gets told off by the court.
I will whoop your ass. Let me think
Instead
about
of getting mad at the way his team played, why did, during the press conference, why did it appear that Mike was holding back, trying not to cry like the baby that he is?
Well, Neil, I tell you what you are, I can't say on the air. But I tell you what. I'm 53 years old, and I my office is at 250 North Washington. Anytime you want to meet me there, you call me back on the air. You tell me what time and when, and I'll whip your ass.
Yes! You just don't get that anymore.
One of those two things is more like significant to people of our generation, I think. The moon landing and then that phone call. Like that, one of those two things has impacted me more.
That was our moon landing. It's equivalent.
One small step for the score. One giant leap for bears.
That was really more important to the DNA of my life than to some guy walking on the moon. You know?
Bears.
Yes. Moon.
Nikki Lopez next on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.